If you like following politics, one of the best things about it is that once in a while, when everyone thinks they know what's going to happen, it doesn't. Instead, something dramatic happens to completely change the game. A week ago, pretty much everybody in political circles thought two things were certain this year. First, it was regarded as close to inevitable that John Cherry would be the Democratic nominee for governor. Democratic State Chairman Mark Brewer and Governor Jennifer Granholm have been trying for more than a year to lock up the nomination for Cherry without much of a fight. He was the establishment's candidate. They also believed, wrongly in my opinion, that Cherry's prospects for winning in November would improve if he didn't have to face a major struggle to win the nomination. Indeed, Brewer and company were successful for a long time at keeping any other major figures from entering the race, although in recent months it's looked more and more like Speaker of the House Sandy Dillon was moving towards getting in. But while everybody seemed certain that Cherry would be the nominee, they seemed even more certain that he didn't have a snowball's chance of winning in November. The poll showed this. The tremendous unpopularity of the Granholm regime underscored it. Plus, lieutenant governors, like vice presidents, historically have had a very hard time winning the top job, even when they were a part of popular administrations. Dick Postumus lost 8 years ago. Back in the 1980s, Jim Brickley couldn't even win his party's nomination. The only modern lieutenant governor who managed to win the top spot, John Swainson, was actually helped by winning a tough primary battle over a candidate preferred by organized labor. John Cherry, a decent, jovial man whose passion is breeding Springer Spaniels, is not stupid or self-delusional. He knew he couldn't win, and so backed out gracefully. That delightfully scrambles everything. Whatever they say, the Republicans are not happy about this. They've been gearing up to run against the Cherry-Granholm administration. Now they can't. Your dentist will tell you that if he pulls one of your teeth, that will cause all the other teeth to shift position as well. The shakeup in the Democratic race may also affect the Republicans as well. Right now, the front runners for the Republican nomination are three more or less establishment candidates: Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard, Michigan Attorney General Mike Cox, and Congressman Pete Hoekstra from the west side of the state. But if the Democrats field a fresh face, could that make a maverick like Ann Arbor venture capitalist Rick Snyder more appealing? We'll have to wait and see. All eyes now turn to House Speaker Andy Dillon, who will become the automatic frontrunner if, as I suspect, he jumps into the race for his party's nomination. If I had to hazard a guess today, it'll be that it'll come down to Dillon versus Cox in November. But if I were given a chance to make a second prediction, it would be that I am probably wrong. After all, it was barely 2 years ago when everyone, including me, knew that Hillary Clinton was the all but certain Democratic presidential nominee. The only thing I can tell you for sure is stay tuned. Things are going to be more than interesting this year.